is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. There's a change coming to the way COVID shots are recommended or not. Sabrina Cupid reports.
The FDA is saying that it will limit access to COVID-19 vaccines going forward for people 65 years old or older and those who are at high risk of becoming seriously ill if they are infected. The agency also going to require manufacturers to conduct clinical trials to show the efficacy of the vaccines in healthy younger adults and children. A group of vaccine experts that advises the CDC on vaccine recommendations is scheduled to meet in late June.
Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. and his appointees continue to scrutinize the use of vaccines for a number of diseases. President Trump was on Capitol Hill today pushing fellow Republicans to back his budget plan. Nancy Cordes reports.
He has to strike while the iron is hot. This bill has now passed out of committee, which means that it is time for the House Republicans to try to get it passed there so they can get it to the Senate.
Federal prosecutors have formally charged a Democratic representative, LaMonica McIver of New Jersey, with attempting to block the arrest of Newark's mayor at an immigration detention facility. Jake Rosen is following the case.
They accuse her of slamming her forearm into the body of the officer, forcibly grabbing him, and then pushing a separate ICE officer. McIver says that the charges are purely political and mischaracterize her actions, and that she looks forward to the truth being laid out clearly in front of court. There will be an appearance that she'll be forced to make, including a mugshot and fingerprinting, sometime soon now that the charges have officially been filed.
There is more severe weather in the forecast for Tennessee and Kentucky. Kentucky's governor has just toured areas already hard hit by storms, and he wants them evacuated.
It is simply unsafe to be around that much debris with this level of wind.
Nicole Skanga reports there are concerns about federal assistance.
The Disaster Relief Agency right now has a $5 billion deficit in its disaster relief fund. That request for Congress to sort of resupply that fund has not yet come through.
Jill Schlesinger reports there's been an uptick in the number of people filing for early Social Security benefits.
According to the research group Urban Institute, there is a 13% increase for retirees claiming their Social Security benefits early. There's been so much confusion around DOGE cuts that many Social Security recipients or those that were due to receive their benefits may have felt anxious for waiting until their full retirement age.
On Wall Street at the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrials were down 114 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Tonight's Common Council meeting in Racine gets going at 6. On the agenda, discussion on whether to override Mayor Corey Mason's veto of a $21,000 payout to a resident. That resident's car was destroyed by a branch from a city-owned tree. The meeting is open to the public at City Hall and will be streamed live on the city's YouTube channel. Racine police confirmed today the name of the boy shot and killed by a sibling last week. 11-year-old Jesus Valadares died after being accidentally shot by his 16-year-old brother Friday at a home on Prospect. The brother is now facing possible charges as the investigation continues. Dirt gets turned tomorrow on a new 50,000-square-foot behavioral health building in Racine County. Construction will be at the former Branham Lumber site on Taylor. The facility will centralize mental health and substance use services and includes a new 15-bed residential treatment program. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers with another win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. For the first time in 2 weeks, the Brewers with back-to-back wins. They beat the Orioles last night 5-4. William Contreras said he thought he just had an okay game, going 4-for-4, including the winning RBI. Pat Murphy.
William has very high expectations. No, he wasn't just good. He was great.
Game two of the series tonight. NFL, the Packers signed Matthew Golden to a four-year, $17.5 million contract guaranteed. Golden. Holden says he can now afford to buy back his grandmother's house in Texas, foreclosed a few years ago.
That's the house I grew up in when I was younger. You know, it got taken away from us a couple years ago. You know, just knowing that I'm in a position to be able to get that back for all my family. Now, that's something my grandma always wanted. Before my great-grandma died, you know, she always wanted one of her grandsons to make it to the NFL. You know, I'm the last one standing in, and I made it.
That's Packers rookie receiver Matthew Golden with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy sky tonight, areas of rain and lows falling down to the low 40s. For tomorrow, more clouds, showers gradually diminishing but staying breezy, high mid-50s. Sunshine returns for Thursday and Friday and warmer, highs mid-50s. It's 46 right now.
Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know who place to call. Bob Uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information, get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who could call me here from Memphis, Tennessee. Her home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye with hairy home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree and tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me, information, more than that I cannot ask. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Spoke and we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. And the median age of the U.S. population is now 38.9 years. The median, of course, is where half the population is above that age and half the population is below it. Or to put it in simpler terms, it's the point where half the population lies about their age.
Just got home from Illinois. Lock the front door, oh boy. Got to sit down, take a rest. Listening to Buck Owens. Do, do, do. Looking out my back door. Tambourines and elephants are playing in the band. Won't you take a ride on the flying spoon? Do, do, do. One horse apparition provided by magician.
Park to Racine's famous zoo. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. Help! I need somebody.
Help!
Not just anybody.
Help!
You know I need someone.
Help!
When I was younger, so much younger than today. Anybody's help in any way. Now these days are gone, days I'm gone. Not so self-assured.
Now I find
I've changed my mind and open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down, and I do appreciate you being right.
the Captain and Tennille, WRJN, with Love Will Keep Us Together. And we are less than an hour away now from the WRJN 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs, one great year. Today we're going to feature the class of 1963. We'll also recap some of the big stories and memories of our featured year and remind you what life was like a little bit slower in 1963. It's the 5 o'clock class reunion coming up just after the 5 p.m. news here on WRJN. The weather's heating up, and so is the flavor at Ferraro's. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, comfort food at its finest. Ferraro's has a fiesta for your table with the taco pizza. It's a hearty refried bean base, seasoned ground beef, and a zesty three cheese blend, topped with fresh lettuce and tomato and drizzles of sour cream and mild taco sauce. It's a fresh, flavorful twist on a fan favorite. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
When words aren't enough, say it with flowers from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. From breathtaking bouquets to elegant arrangements, they create floral designs for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and every special moment in between. Complete your gift with DeBrand truffles or a signature Carrie's candle with scents like Wisconsin Northwoods, Ocean Breeze, or Mom's Home. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
Tired of living with pain? Pope Family Chiropractic believes your body deserves to feel its best naturally. They offer fast and effective relief for headaches, sciatica, back pain, and can also give you a complete care plan to address a wide range of symptoms. Pope Family Chiropractic accepts most insurances, but also offers cash discounts for uninsured or high deductibles. Stop by to book your same-day appointment at Pope Family Chiropractic, located at 414 6th Street, downtown Racine, or look them up at drpope.net. Relief is just a call away.
Keeping you connected to your local community with good news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's a hit. Yeah! Milwaukee Brewers baseball cards are being shared in several communities across the state. The partnership is with police officers in Green Bay, La Crosse, Kenosha, Milwaukee, and Madison, and meant to be an icebreaker between the cops and kids. Here's Brewers President of Business Operations, Rick Schlesinger.
Eventually want to do it to more than just the major cities. We're trying to get around the state as best we can and to sort of engage with our friends around the state. We're a statewide team. We're not just a Milwaukee team.
So see an officer, ask for your own comic book style baseball cards featuring all your favorite Brewers players. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
With local news and now timeless hits. WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
Cry in vain and let me be alone.
she took my heart.
It's the Cascades and Rhythm of the Rain on WRJN. Now, that song was written by the Cascades lead singer, but hundreds of artists have covered the song, including Lawrence Welk, Bobby Darin, Dan Fogelberg, Jan and Dean, and Neil Sedaka.
Be with me.
not so we don't have a plot, but at least I'm sure of all the things we got. I got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring.
Share on WRJN, and when it comes to covering Wisconsin sports, nobody's better than our own award-winning Mike Clemens. Hear him every day on WRJN. Now, let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine police confirmed today the name of the boy shot and killed by a sibling last week. 11-year-old Jesus Valadares died after being accidentally shot by his 16-year-old brother Friday at a home on Prospect. The brother is now facing possible charges as the investigation continues. Tonight's Common Council meeting in Racine gets going at 6. On the agenda, discussion on whether to override Mayor Corey Mason's veto of a $21,000 payout to a resident. That resident's car was destroyed by a branch from a city-owned tree. Critics say the mayor's veto of the routine claim is unusual, as similar settlements have been approved in the past. The meeting is open to the public at City Hall and will be streamed live on the city's YouTube channel. Randy Bryce is making another bid for Congress. The candidate says in a statement that he can't sit by in the 1st District and watch as Republicans advance the Trump agenda. Bryce says his campaign will spotlight preserving safety net programs, opposing tariffs, and attempting to unite voters across party lines. In a campaign video released today, Bryce emphasizes his roots as a working man. Republican Brian Stile recently beat Democrat Peter Barca in a contest for that district. Data centers need to be cooled, and a Racine company is spending big money to make that happen. The Milwaukee Business Journal reports Modine Manufacturing is investing $38 million to expand its production of chillers for data centers. It'll create 450 new jobs for the company. The expansion is said to support the growth of data centers like Microsoft is building in Mount Pleasant. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy sky tonight, areas of rain and lows falling down to the low 40s. For tomorrow, more clouds, showers gradually diminishing but staying breezy, high mid-50s. Sunshine returns for Thursday and Friday and warmer, highs mid-50s. It's 46 right now.
Trouble if you
WR Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN, and a woman in Poland had her fingers bitten when she decided to clean her son's fish tank and found out the goldfish she thought he was raising were actually piranhas. Luckily, she managed to get the fish off by banging them against the side of the aquarium.
This is mine. You can't take it. Long as I know.
Barbara Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. We're also a proud sponsor of the Racine County Traffic Safety Commission's Stay Safe Racine County campaign. And every month, we're going to help promote expert guidelines for staying safe on our roads. This month's aim is to promote motorcycle safety. Check it out at racinecounty.com/staying safe.
You never radio.
That it's Domino from Van Morrison on WRJN. Well, if you have not already done so, be sure to mark your calendar for June 13th and 14th because Racine's Harbor Fest is back and they're going to be rocking the lakefront with live music from 9 different bands, including a Foreigner tribute band. And Bella Kane, they're going to be there Saturday night. They're real popular around here. And if you want more information about it, you can check it out at RacineHarborFest.com.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com. To apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
From lunch on the go to feeding the whole crew, Lee's Deli has you covered with their sleek new website and mobile app. Visit Lee'sDeliRacine.com to get started. Sandwiches fit for a king, fresh chef salads, and hassle-free catering options like giant party subs for your next luncheon or tailgate. Fresh, fast, delicious. Ordering is easy, and Lee's Deli's optimized rewards means more points and more perks faster than ever. Go to Lee'sDeliRacine.com right now to download the new Lee's Deli mobile app. When words aren't enough, say it with flowers from Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. From breathtaking bouquets to elegant arrangements, they create floral designs for birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and every special moment in between. Complete your gift with DeBrand truffles or a signature Carrie's candle with scents like Wisconsin Northwoods, Ocean Breeze, or Mom's Home. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
Home Harbor, Racine's premier assisted living community, is where luxury comfort and compassionate care create a perfect place to call home. From fine dining to personal care assistance, Home Harbor has everything you need. With 24-hour secure entrances, peace of mind is always part of the package. Take advantage of their special offer going on now. 1 month free or up to $1,000 off first month's rent. Come see why Home Harbor is the best choice for assisted living. Stop by 1600 Ohio Street for a tour or visit homeharborracine.com.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower, interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
Someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you. Perish is a word that more than applies to the hope in my heart each time I cherish as much as I do yours. Oh, I'm beginning to think that man has never found the word.
words that could make you want me, that have the right amount of letters, just the right sound that could make you hear, make you see that you are driving me out of my mind. Oh, I could say I need you, but then you'd realize that I want you, just like a thousand other guys would say they loved you, with all the rest of their lies, when all they wanted was to touch your face, your hands, and gaze into your eyes. Cherish is the word I use to describe all the feeling that I have hiding here for you inside. You don't know how many times I wish that I had told you. You don't know how many times I wish that I could hold you. You don't know how many times I wish that I could mold you into someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you.
For 98 years, WRJN has brought you local news and now Timeless Hits 2. Coming up, CBS News at 5, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. And on the way, the 5 o'clock class reunion. Three great songs, one great year. Today we feature the class of 1963. It's all coming up.
It's the time of the season. When love runs high, in this time, give it to me easy, and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promised lands,
to show you everyone it's the time of the season for
What's your name? Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time
to show you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you why.
I really want to know. It's the time of the season for.
Thank you.
Local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Shouldn't have been a messin', and now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Yeah. You keep lying when you ought to be truthing, and you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a-changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. You keep playing where you shouldn't be playing, and you keep thinking that you'll never get burned. Ha! I just found me a brand new box. Yeah. And what he knows you ain't had time to learn. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, boots? Start walking.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammie McCormick. President Trump has announced what he calls a Golden Dome missile defense program for the U.S., putting U.S. weapons in space for the first time.
The Golden Dome will be capable of intercepting missiles, even if they are launched from other sides of the world, and even if they're launched from space.
Trump says he expects it to be operational by the time he leaves office. He was on Capitol Hill earlier, putting the pressure on Republicans to pass his budget plan. Torian Small reports.
President Trump called Republicans who would not vote for this bill fools, and he said that this was a huge campaign promise, and it almost falls on their shoulders if this fails.
There are new guidelines for who should get COVID shots. Alexander Tin reports.
The FDA has decided to continue approving updates to the COVID vaccines this fall and